You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
All right, let's go right to your questions. First one, is it more beneficial to drink bottled water? Now, I'm not sure what this email question really is about. Am I comparing bottled water to just like faucet water, non-filtered water? I mean, obviously in those cases, yeah, I mean, bottled water is going to be cleaner, filtered. I think the big issue with bottled water is, you know, if we're talking about plastics, I mean, make sure you're drinking from a plastic that's at least ranked at number 2. And you can see that on the bottom of the water bottle. There'll be like a little triangle in the middle is a number. A matter of fact, I did a whole segment on how to read plastic numbers and what they meant. And a 2 is a good plastic. The higher the number doesn't always mean better plastic, by the way. A 2 is a good plastic. You're not going to see a leaching of the plastic chemicals into the water. But of course, there's another issue with plastic bottles, and that's the environment. Plastic doesn't degrade pretty much at all. And, you know, we have even out in the ocean, I can't remember if it's the Pacific or the Atlantic Ocean, I think they call it the plastic island. You can just Google it. I'm tempted to Google it right now, but plastic island is exactly what it is. It's an island of plastic that's floating around that the currents kind of have brought all the plastic bottles and all the other plastic materials that we use, and it's floating around out there. And so I think just for that reason, I think we're seeing more of a movement towards either your own filtration system in your home, a filtered, you know, water you can do right on your faucet. I have a Brita filter right in my little jug of water. That's probably better. I'm not going through plastic, or maybe even just going back to glass containers and stuff like that. So, or reusable ones. There are biodegradable plastics that are made from plant materials. So maybe that's a better route to go. I think they're a little bit more expensive, but they will, when you throw those out, they will degrade. So we have some other choices there than just the standard plastic. So I'm assuming that's where the question was, bottled water. Yeah, it's fine. It's filtered. It's good stuff. Just be careful with the plastics. Maybe purchase from a plastic that is biodegradable. All right, next question. Can I eat too much fruit? I get this question more than you think. Can I eat too much fruit? I consume 2 to 3 bananas a day plus 2 or 3 other fresh fruit varieties. I would never tell somebody not to eat fruit. I mean, I just wouldn't do that. You just have to remember there is some sugar in fruit. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, there's fructose. Fructose will break down into the simple sugars. Those simple sugars will impact insulin. You know, of course, when you're eating fruit, though, not all of that fructose actually gets into your system because there's fibers in the fruit, too, that absorb the sugar. So the main fiber, it's a soluble fiber. It's called pectin. It's found in the rind of many fruits and stuff. And when you consume the fruit, the pectin surrounds the fructose and doesn't allow a lot of that fructose to actually get in your bloodstream. So eating the fruit is probably better than juicing on a day-to-day basis. That's why when people juice, I tell them if you're going to put a piece of fruit in there, make sure there's 3 vegetables, a 3-to-1 ratio, because there's more fiber in the vegetables that tends to be more consistent in the juicing than just with the fruit. So yeah, I said you just got to, you are consuming some, especially bananas. You know, bananas, matter of fact, I did a lecture once. Let's see if I can remember this. Okay, I compared a banana to a watermelon, and I was looking at glycemic index versus glycemic load. Glycemic index is just kind of the sugar content of something, and the watermelon's glycemic index was far higher than the banana. But what's a better number to look at when you're really looking at the impact of the sugar on your body is called glycemic load, which is taken into account how much sugar per serving. type thing. And I don't remember the formula. And the banana, the glycemic load was far greater than the watermelon because the watermelon is mostly water. So the glycemic index can be a little misleading. It turns out it was better to eat the watermelon than the banana. Bananas is kind of like a sugar stick. High glycemic load. So maybe cut back on the 2 to 3 bananas a day and add more of the berries, the deep dark fruit, the deep dark berries, the pomegranates, those kind of things maybe are a little bit better, than the 2 to 3 bananas. Maybe go to 1 banana a day. So I would never tell you to stop eating all that. I think that's awesome. Just remember there is sugar, right? Stick to eating it, not juicing it so much. Maybe cut out 1 or 2 of those bananas and add some blueberries. How's that? That will help to manage that fructose load a little bit more. Next question. Are energy drinks beneficial to helping maintain overall health? Energy drinks. Energy drinks. Well, no. Listen, it's a market. You know, the situation is pretty simple. People, we have a chronic insomnia issue in this country. We're stressed out. People need, a boost here and there. There's been a move away from caffeine. A little bit of caffeine's not going to hurt you, but, drinking, cup after cup after cup of coffee at work and you're crashing and then you need another cup. I mean, that's not good. So really these energy drinks really came out because of that type of specific person. I mean, and then they kind of moved into exercise, giving you energy during the gym and all that kind of stuff. Listen, you have to look at the label. I mean, we all have to be smart consumers. What's the sugar content? How many grams of simple sugar are you getting? How many milligrams of caffeine are you getting? I mean, I know they say things like, oh, we've added B vitamins and, maybe some other types of, like carnitine, which is an energizer, D ribose. But how much are they adding? I mean, it's pretty, when you really look at it, it's pretty insignificant. Matter of fact, most of the cases, they don't even tell you how much B vitamins they're putting in it. Or if they do, it's barely, maybe 10% the RDA or RDI. So it's really not about the B vitamins. It's really not about the D ribose or the carnitine. It's the caffeine and the sugar. Let's be honest. They're not great replacements at all. Okay. I think you should focus more on, internal cell energy health. CoQ10 on a daily basis. D ribose and carnitine are good choices, but you have to do them daily in the right amount. Not what you find in an energy drink. So those are other good options. There's ginseng. Cordyceps, which is a funky mushroom type thing. Matter of fact, there's a combination extract of ginseng and cordyceps, which directly improves cell energy production, ATP. That's the kind of stuff you need, that little jolt once in a while from sugar, caffeine. Listen, the body's resilient. You can probably handle that. But the unfortunate side of this is, people are drinking these things all the time. And by the way, mixing them with alcohol. Don't do that. Because then you're just an up drunk. An awake drunk. That's just dangerous. Right? So don't do that. But I think we're just abusing these drinks a little bit too much. Getting lots of caffeine, lots of sugar. And that's just not the way to do it. I mean, we've replaced coffee with these things because we were worried about the caffeine. Well, many of these energy drinks have more caffeine than a standard cup of coffee, or they have an equal amount. Well, I thought we were trying to move away from that, you see? So they're just really good marketing products. So again, CoQ10, D-ribose, carnitine, ginseng, cordyceps, those are healthy, natural ways to improve internal cell energy production, ATP. That's how you're going to remain energized throughout your day. That's how you're going to avoid the crash. That's how you're going to improve your cardiovascular health, your mental health, your stamina, your productivity. Not through an energy drink. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.